So basically, we buy garbage. Anything that's metal, we will buy. Everything's a different price. Those prices change almost every day, just depending on the market. We take that, we break it down, we refine it, we sell it somewhere else, either to a steel mill. Some things get shipped overseas, just depends what it is. Yeah, we also buy end-of-life cars.
Yeah, kid. Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Handsome Home Buyer Podcast. My name is Charles, aka the Handsome Home Buyer, formerly Captain Permit. We love Captain Permit. 516-513-8838. If you need plans, you need permits, they're right upstairs. Ryan. Woo! Did you ever meet Ryan, my brother-in-law? The man with the perfect beard and hair?
Did he used to work at your old office? I went to your old office a long time ago when I was doing permitting.
Oh, yeah? Where was I? I wasn't there, obviously.
I don't know. It was like a side street. Dad was there. How's your dad?
He's upstairs. He's awesome.
Good.
He is the happiest I think I've ever seen him.
I love that.
He sells properties. He gets to yell at real estate agents and contractors.
What's better?
He's right where he belongs.
Yay.
I absorb all the stress and nonsense on a daily basis, which I'm happy for because he's earned it.
How do you battle the stress? What do you do? That's one of my questions.
You have a question for me?
No, that was one of my, I asked that question.
Oh, it was a stress question? I guess we're flipping this around. This is supposed to be my show. Hmm. Apparently you're taking over.
100%.
Seems to be.
That's what I do.
Based on our conversation before the podcast,
that seems to be the theme here.
Taking
over, baby.
It's Marla's show. It's Marla's world. Everybody else is just.
You work for me now.
Everybody else is just living it. Yes. stress. I love stress.
Okay.
I love stress in work. Like, all right, I thrive in chaos. I need chaos 24/7. I don't have chaos, I feel like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like if we're not doing 60 houses at a time, shit's going horribly wrong, we're getting shut down, it's like pandemonium. I'm like,
something feels off.
So in my work life, I love chaos. My personal life, I like to come home to calm.
Yeah,
because
I understand that.
In chaos all the time, you don't want to come home to chaos.
You have to turn it off at some point.
Unfortunately, I haven't in the past been able to separate the work life from the personal life. So it's just been all chaos all the time. But in my now that I'm 29, I've realized.
You're 29?
I've realized that I've matured. I've grown up and I realize that now I know, you know, what I want.
Good.
Right?
Finally.
You can understand that. You can relate to that.
I can totally relate to that at my ripe old age of 29.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah. So I'm the handsome home buyer. Obviously, if you have a house that smells like cat piss, it's dated from 1960, 6 inches of mold on the wall, human waste floating past the basement steps. Call me.
Yeah. 516.
I'm that guy. The house could be nice. I don't give a shit. It could be land. You and your wife could be divorced. You want to sell the house, but they don't. You want to sell me your half? I'll buy your half. I'm quick.
I'll buy anything.
Yeah. Not anything.
Well, not anything, but most
anything
things.
With real estate. Yeah. Most things. Most things with real estate on them.
The dirtier, the better.
Or just the land. The dirtier, the better.
Yeah, I feel like that's a problem.
I feel like, well, it's a problem.
That's a huge problem.
It's a problem
for
you guys.
Yeah.
I know.
I would say that's our biggest problem.
Because you have that whole zoning issue.
Yeah.
Which we're going to get into.
Yeah.
All right.
We can't find land.
Well, you have to tell everybody who you are. Who are you? Everyone's like, who is this girl taking over?
So I am the gorgeous home buyer. No, I'm kidding. I'm Marla Cohen. My family owns NJC Scrap Metal Recycling. We have two locations, one in Hempstead, one in Bayshore. What else about
so
me?
So to put this in perspective, people know before I got into this business, I had a Mako Body Shop franchise. Mm-hmm. Obey to Get Mako in Hempstead, which I always say Hempstead made a man out of me.
We love Hempstead.
Hempstead is an amazing place.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Here's a good question that we should have put in the other questions before, but we'll ask it now because we're all over the place. So A, we don't script this thing. B, we open up a lot of loops. But C, I can promise you, we close them all before it's over.
Perfect.
What is the craziest shit? We have to share this because we both grew up in the state.
Oh my God.
What is the craziest shit you have ever seen in Hempstead?
Okay. I love this question. So when the high school lets out, when the high school lets out, that's the best time.
They are the craziest fucking people in Hempstead.
You literally have to run for cover.
Yep.
Like, you are not safe. Avoid the street corners at that time. You avoid the Taco Bell over there. Our original location, which you know, was across from the Taco Bell. All the high school kids like to
You're still there, right? You still have that place?
Yeah, we own it, but it's rented out to someone else.
Got it.
We're now around the corner on Sewell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
What, the one with the metal walls around the whole thing?
No, I wish. If you're watching and you want to sell that, we would love to buy it.
I know that guy. I don't think he would sell it.
Yeah, he would never sell it.
That's that really tall guy who likes to yell. wheel the trucks and stuff.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you know. Yeah, sounds about right.
No, yeah.
No, he's not. Anyway, the high school lets out, you know, pandemonium. Yep. So one day someone got into a fight. Now we have scrap bins out.
One day?
Every day. Now one it's honestly gone. I don't know if you're there often. It's
never.
It's gotten a lot less.
Really?
Like they're people are behaving. I think they just like kind of keep it moving and go to maybe another location.
I'm still getting soft, huh?
Yeah, a little soft. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's hope for everyone else's sake.
I kind of like the entertainment value of it.
Yes and no. I'm going to share some stories after you share your story. It's not fun when a fight breaks out and they go to a scrap bin, they get a golf club and just start beating the shit out of each other with it. That's not fun.
That was the best.
When they're that happened. Okay. Another thing.
You got more,
Yeah. People were being held hostage down the street from us. Gunfire right in front of our place. One. Yeah.
What do I got? Okay.
Someone is always passed out.
At this point, so I was in Hempstead for 10 years. You've been in Hempstead probably at this point for 10 years also, right? Maybe more.
13.
So you have more time than I do in the stead.
We love the stead.
What do I got? All right. So I have a high school fight. So the high school fights, the worst one were the girls. The girls brawl way harder than the guys. School lets out. They make a turn onto my street. It's like 100 kids. The girls start
rolling.
Where are
they all coming from?
They
show up out of nowhere. Yeah, there's always
fucking hair flying everywhere.
Always hair flying.
Girl takes a razor blade, cuts the other girl from here to here.
Okay, I'm happy I didn't see that.
Hot mess. We have that one. That's my best customer story, probably. So, obviously, everyone knows Mako. We paint like 1992 Honda Civics for people that want to spend $200, but they spend $1,500 and then they think that when we're done, the car's going to look like
brand new.
Yeah. But it doesn't. It just
looks
like.
Which is honestly, they're really annoying over there. I'm not going to lie with the way they park. Like, I'm always battling. Trying not to hit a car.
We're talking
a kid.
About the Mako people? My tenants, yes.
Yeah. If you could just like let them know, let's clean it up a little bit.
No, they're getting tickets from the villagers ticketing them and sending me the tickets for parking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they're not
parking
on the sidewalk anymore. Since when were you?
There's no rules there. What do you want?
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm always blocking someone. I'm double parked. I'm always fighting with someone over there. I just got into it the other day.
Throwing stones
by the yeah, exactly. But you know, like the shelter over there, always double parked.
There's a shelter?
Yeah, the Mary Brennan Inn. It's right there. They're always double parked.
That might have been
after
my time.
No, I don't think so. You probably just never had to go down that way.
Probably not.
Because you were like right off Peninsula.
So I had a customer come and pick up his 1992, like shiny piece of shit, and had a dent in the door, and he started dent in the molding because it's a 1992 piece of shit. So he started flipping out, rips his shirt off, tells me he just got out of jail, jacked, like shredded traps through his ears. No.
Someone chased me over there once, actually.
And then he told me he was going to shoot me. And everybody that worked for me. And then he ended up leaving.
Okay. Did he take the car?
Yes.
Did he pay you?
Yes.
That's talked a big game.
Yeah. I mean, usually, there I learned that you don't have to worry about the people that yell a lot. It's the people that don't yell a lot. Those are the ones that'll just burn your whole fucking building down.
100%.
Like if the guy's like, listen, I don't like this. I really appreciate you fixing it. You're like, I'm not doing anything. He's like, okay, no problem. Walks out. Kill your whole family.
Yeah, worry about him.
The guy that rips his shirt off and says, I just got out of the pen.
Nope.
F that guy.
Nope, he's all mouth.
If you're watching all this, bark, sir, I'm sure you're a very nice person.
We love you.
If you want to come for somebody, she's still in Hempstead, come for her.
No.
Nobody knows where I live.
I don't know where you live.
No,
I can't.
My parents don't
know. I can't dox you.
No, my parents. No, shit. No. So when the cops show up to my parents' house accusing me of some shit I didn't do, and they're like, where's your son? They're like,
we are armed, sir. We are armed.
I don't know. I'm definitely not armed. Are you armed?
Right now?
Like in general, you don't strike me.
I know how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, but like.
Do I carry one? No.
Do you own one?
Personally?
Your brothers, I think, yes.
Yeah.
Not you.
Not me.
No, that's not your thing.
I would if it got to that. I mean, the world's getting kind of crazy.
The world has been crazy.
Yeah, I would. It doesn't scare me. I'm not one of those girls that's scared. But I think that's just growing up with brothers. I'm like a different. I think girls with brothers are like a different breed. Let's hear.
I had two sisters. I always wanted a brother. My parents got me a dog. That was a guy, but it was.
How did they think that?
It was a Bichon Frise, which is like a girl anyway.
That's like a
girly dog. I love that fucking dog.
Get you like a Rottweiler.
No, that's like I have a small dick. I drive a really big truck. Come on, be real.
No, so true. Like the big trucks. So true. Okay, red flag. Men who drive those big trucks. Like I don't know what they're called when they have like the two wheels on the back.
Dually.
Like, what's up with that? Why do you need to? I call it a truck with hips. Like, why do you need that?
Sometimes you gotta tow shit.
No, you don't need to. Call a tow truck. Call me. I'll send a flatbed.
It seems very interesting because before this, you were saying how empathetic you are, but when we talk, there's very little room for empathy. Error with you.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Two brothers?
No, that's my dad.
Being in Hempstead?
Well, yeah. Definitely, I think having brothers because I was just, you know, berated my whole life, like, you know, oh, linebacker, this, that, because that's how we talk to each other. Yeah, I got dressed on vacation once, I'll never forget, and I was in the room with Nick, and I was all ready to go. He's like, do you have another shirt? You look like a linebacker. And I was like, okay.
Did you change the
thank
shirt?
Thank you, love you. No, absolutely not.
There you go.
So I looked good.
All right. So that's really,
Yeah, I don't care. Exactly.
So.
They're nicer than me.
In business as in life, I think that's probably, like, what would you say is your secret, super secret power? Superpower.
In what way? What do you mean? Like,
it's like it's left to interpretation. What is your super secret superpower in life? What is like a trait where I'll give you an example. One of my super secret superpowers is society has no hold on me. And what I mean by that is I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks.
I would say the same. I really don't care what anyone thinks of me. And it's becoming more apparent as I get older. I really don't care.
Yeah, no, that's, see, that's
I do. I really just like will do what I want. I don't care.
Aren't you so much happier?
100%. I don't feel the need to keep up. I don't.
That's
why your
20s blow.
They suck. I can't wait to, this is so annoying. Sorry. I can't wait to turn, it's my brother. I should call him and say, hey, you want to be on Ditcher?
No, we're not giving him the airtime.
Yeah, no. It's all about me today.
Twice. It is all about you today.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely like my superpower. I really don't care. And I'll say whatever. I have no filter.
Does that get you into trouble sometimes?
No.
No?
It hasn't yet.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten hit yet, so we're good.
Yeah, I feel like you get away with a lot of stuff.
I do.
So we got to talk about Scrap a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's very interesting.
But I have to say I'm very, you know, I'm much more behind the scenes as far as like operations and just making sure things are running every day.
That's kind of a big deal though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But like, I think that a lot of people don't know about the industry. They don't realize they have money sitting in their garage. I think a lot of women don't, you know about it. I get calls all day from women. Hi, I have like, you know, a frying pan or I have that. I'm like, bring it on down, make some money, go to Sephora. Like, you go, girl. You know, I think that they're scared to.
So tell everybody so that they're like, so tell everybody what you do. So your family, you guys own NJC.
Yes.
Scrap metal, right?
Recycling ink.
All right, good. Thank you. Tell everybody about the scrap business and how it works. So, well, let me dive in by that.
Yeah.
The money is in shit that's not sexy. Yeah. No disrespect. There's nothing sexy about scrap.
No, it's true. It's disgusting.
There is the businesses that
it's
make
not glamorous.
Ungodly amounts of money
are
right?
not glamorous
and are totally recession proof. Although sometimes you guys like when scrap shoots up and down.
Well, everything, you know, we go by the market, the commodities market. So yeah, there's highs and there's lows.
To close the loop, there's money in the shit that's not sexy.
There's
scrap, not so sexy, money and scrap. So I remember I had my Mako and I was doing my thing, huffing fumes. Still don't have probably 50 or 60% of my sense of smell
okay.
to this date. And then your brothers show up. They're like 23 years old at the time, like 23 and 24, 22 and 23.
Yeah, they were all 3 years apart. My brother Nick started in high school. He bought a junk truck. He went around. He picked up metal and he scrapped it.
So you
and that's
had,
how he made money.
You had other family members that were in the
business,
yes,
my grandfather,
right?
My father.
Oh, really?
My mother's father.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and now we actually own one of his old properties. So it kind of really came full circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
So I remember your brothers coming over and they're like, oh, we're opening up a scrap business. And I met them. And then I left, but I've watched you guys over the last 10 years, 13 years, build this like massive multi-location facility.
Yeah.
And you guys are all like super, super young.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of you guys. Super impressive.
We're proud of you.
Very cool. Thank you.
We're watching
We've all done well.
It's nice to see good people, you know, work hard and make it. It really is.
Thank you. So family is in the scrap business.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Talk about the business in general, how it works, just so, your kind of growth. Because I remember you guys blew that place up super fast. Like I was like,
it seems fast to you, but I feel like it's been.
You outgrew that first building in like 2 years.
Yeah, I feel like we're outgrowing our second location.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I remember thinking, like, I don't know anything about the crowd business. I'm like, is this going to work? And then within 2 years, you guys literally, like, just metal bellowing out the door.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to find another location. You were having an issue because of the zoning.
Yep.
And then you found another location out east in Suffolk, and you guys keep growing and growing. So kind of take us through, like, the 60 to 90 second progression of what went on those first couple of years.
My brothers, we started in a little warehouse. I was in high school at the time. They started with my mom in the office, just them two, a tiny little scale. In a tiny little building. The person who owned it wouldn't even lease it to them. My dad had to go down there because they were young. They were 18 and 21, 22. They were that young. My dad had to go down and, you know, sign for them. You know, really didn't know what they were getting into. Very confident. My mom always said, you could have anything, you can do anything. Don't ever let anyone tell you no. Yeah. I think that's like the driving force, I think, is.
Wait, your mother's Italian?
Yeah. Positive parents.
So I mean, I have to digress because like
pushers.
What?
Pushers. My mom's a pusher.
I have to like, because I guess this must be like a cultural thing. And as I get older, I realize like different cultural similarities and like how that works and how important that is in certain roles, right? Because my mother's 100% Sicilian from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Your mother is Sicilian from Brooklyn.
No, where? Long Island.
Okay. Yeah.
But same shit.
Same shit. But she used to do the same shit to me. So she used to wheel me around in the stroller, in the shopping cart when I was like 2 months old, drooling on myself, saying, you're Charles in that voice. You never met her, but she had
I've never met her.
That little, she's 4'9", little Italian lady, but like masquerading as a Jew.
Yeah.
So you can
sounds
imagine.
Sounds like me.
So you can imagine the voice. Yes. You can. No, her voice is a lot. It's like Charles.
Like I like that jappy voice.
Like a
Long Island,
like
you know,
like a South.
All my friends are Jewish.
Like a South American.
Yeah.
I mean, your last name's Cohen.
Yeah.
It fits. It works. You could do worse. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not bad.
We're great people.
100%. It's gotten us so far.
And you get the best of both worlds.
Oh yeah.
Literally, you get the food and you get entrance into the club.
Exactly.
So my mom used to wheel me around and say, "You're a prince," in her voice. You could do anything you want. You can have anything
it's
you
true.
Want. And that shit really matters.
Yeah, it does.
Let me tell
you
something.
Hear, what you tell your children, 100%.
Absolutely matters.
It's everything.
I feel like it might have made me a little bit sensitive. Do you think I'm sensitive? No. Yeah? You think so? Yeah. Sometimes.
Shots fired.
Yeah. No, listen, you have to. People don't see on themselves. I'm trying to do better with that.
Okay.
Like, you probably. Do you think you're always right?
No.
Really?
No, I do not think I'm always right. Yeah. I do have to say, when I say something, I think I'm right. When I like meet someone and get an energy, I think I'm always right with that. But other things, no, I don't know everything. But I think I'm good with, you know, I think I'm always right when I say that person's no good. And they mean no good. Yeah, I swear, I have a good judge of character.
All right, so then this has been my follow-up question. Have you ever met somebody, thought that they were no good, told yourself a story, got into it, went down that road, lied to yourself, and then realized at the end, fuck, they were bad and I ignored it?
Actually, yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
I'm shaking my head now and then. I'm like, Marla, the last few, come on, let's be real. What we spoke about before this, that was the situation.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it happens. You have to go through that.
So your mom wheeled you through the supermarket, just like my mom, saying that
you
guys are all the best. You can do anything.
100%.
You can take over the world.
But also like brutally honest with us also. Mm-hmm. You know, because she did drill in our heads. There's always someone smarter. There's always someone prettier. There's always someone more talented. Like you got to work hard. You got to try hard.
Which is cool because that's basically like, that's the mentality I think everybody should have, which is you're the shit. There's nobody better than you, but you're no better than anybody else.
Exactly.
Like your shit doesn't stink.
Exactly.
So that's like, that's what I think is the perfect thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think she did a really great job with us. And my dad too. Got to shout him out.
Keep going.
He, you know, we saw that work ethic through my dad.
Yeah.
You know, left when it was dark out, came home when it was dark out. And that's just what we were used to.
So your brother's 18 and 21.
Yes. So they started in Hempstead. Lasted a few years in that small place. Then they moved around the corner to our location now. You know, we obviously outgrew that. And there were some hard times in between, just like anything else. you know, with the economy and everything else, outgrew that.
You had
something in Bayshore.
What year did you come in?
Not you, Hempstead?
No, what year did you guys open?
2011.
Oh, you came in after the Great Recession.
Yeah.
Oh, so as it was like, okay, yeah. Got it.
At that point, yeah, then they opened Bayshore and I was working the job that you got me doing permit expediting.
Yes.
Craziest job, a lot of fun, but you know, it's intense.
Something
you have to deal with a lot of, you know, personalities, everything else. I was working that, I liked it. I liked more the house flipping end of it.
Oh yeah?
Doing it.
No shit.
I really liked that end. My brothers opened Bayshore. They said, listen, we really would love to have you. We need you. And I'm like, oh, of course, 100% I'm in. I started out there with my brother, John, just us two and one employee, you know, getting everything going. I was in the scale house. He was in the machine. I was weighing in trucks. I'm working the scale. I'm scaling the trucks in and out. I'm helping customers. It was crazy. People would come up to the window and be like, what are you doing here? I was like, it's not by choice. Like, it's not by choice that I'm in the scale house.
So people who understand, right? Because I think we take, like, I actually am interested because I don't know that much about it, but I think you obviously take it for granted because you do it every day.
Yeah.
Explain to people how the scrap business works. Like,
so basically we buy garbage. Anything that's metal, we will buy. Everything's a different price. Those prices change almost every day, just depending on the market.
Okay.
We take that, we break it down, we refine it, we sell it somewhere else, either to a steel mill. Some things get shipped overseas, just depends what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we also buy end-of-life cars.
So there's like, but there's different levels. And you guys, and I guess this is like for any business. At the beginning, you have to do what you got to do. You're hustling, like yeah. You were explaining before. You're driving a forklift, using an excavator, and then like paying
people out. Like
crazy
there's
person at the window.
Yeah, the crazy clientele is
crazy person at
is
the window,
different.
In the middle of Hempstead.
Yeah.
In the midst of a giant
car fight. I don't
know
what's worse, Hempstead or Bayshore.
Very different.
Nuts.
But at the beginning, so people have people understand because there's levels mm-hmm. of your business, right?
Yes.
Meaning there are some people that you're kind of just like a warehouse type of scenario. Like at the beginning, you guys were taking it in and you were bringing it to somewhere else that was going to refine it. So you
exactly.
were like a middle person.
Yes. Now, yeah.
Yeah. Then you get to the point where you are actually really breaking everything down, refining it, shipping it overseas. Like there's
yes.
levels.
Like we barge now. That's huge.
Explain how that works and like what the progression of that was like.
I feel like this is a better question for the ditchers.
But they're not here. They fucking ditched.
They fucking ditched. How do I explain this? I feel like I'm not going to explain this well.
Give it a shot. The good news is, like, I don't know. So whatever you say, I'm going to be like,
it sounds good.
Yes, exactly.
So I guess like explain a little, like ask me like a deeper.
Okay.
Like,
so how has, at the beginning when you first guys got first into business, it was, you had that building, you would pay people X.
Mm-hmm.
You would then truck it to another kind of facility where they would break it down.
Exactly.
And
we would resell it.
And you would resell it to them.
We simply didn't have the space.
Exactly.
Now, you know, right now Hempstead's more of like a feeder yard where our trucks will come take loads out of there and okay. it'll be processed in Bayshore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, that was a space issue for us. We knew how to do it. We, you know, we yeah. could have gotten the manpower, but you need a lot of space for this industry.
Yeah, you need space. It's very difficult on Long Island. It's obviously expensive.
The machinery is extremely expensive.
Yeah, the land is really expensive. It's all difficult.
Everything.
You can't just open
and
up.
And it's one of the most unsafe industries.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother lost half a finger. Like,
how do you do that?
No joke. He was stripping wire and the glove got caught.
And
finger
repairs.
Ripped off the tip. Yeah. And that was when they first started. So we put up a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this, literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
And figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively.
So what are the biggest challenges that you guys face from like a growth standpoint and from like just the day-to-day?
You know, more exposure out on the road makes things harder. You know, we're getting
what
more into the
that?
Trucking end of things. So, you know, just day-to-day accidents, things like that.
So when you say the truck, like you're growing into the trucking end of it, what does that mean?
So we truck all our own material.
Okay.
A lot of it goes out to New Jersey. A lot of it goes to a barge and gets barged out, which I believe we are one of the first companies on Long Island to do that, which
nice.
Is huge. Yeah.
Where does it get barged out of?
Oceanside.
So basically, and it's going to other countries, essentially.
Yeah.
So what's like...
We have connections with people from India. You know, we have people come down all the time wanting to buy our stuff.
How does this happen? Like, how do three kids, because you were, I guess, you were 16 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were 16, 18, and 21 with a truck scrapping stuff go from that to where you are now?
Perseverance, having a bigger vision, believing. I mean, I owe it all, I would say, that end to my brothers. I think I'm way more behind the scenes just helping to make sure everything's running smoothly. You have what you need, the bills are paid, your machinery's on, you have gas, all of those things.
But like, don't discredit that, because
that nothing else could happen if my mom and I weren't taking care of that.
So part of like, exactly. So part of like our, we're reinventing ourselves this year for like the next phase of growth. And part of that is me realizing like, yo, I'm good at doing like coming up with ideas, being crazy, being a visionary, being like, all right, we're going to do all this. But then how does that stuff get done at a speed that like makes sense?
Yeah. The people on the back end, the behind the scenes people.
So like, how does that all come together? How do you manage that? Is it, you know, do you bring kind of like corporate America systems into it? Do you guys?
Personally, I do, because I worked in corporate America. So I'm very big on office etiquette. I yell at my dad all the time that he has the worst office etiquette. He's like a blue collar guy. He's not like types with the one finger. I'm like, Dad.
I always say, like, Dad, you're an HR nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, 100% HR nightmare, my father.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the more polished one. I'm also IT and tech, being in the office with my parents all day. I get a million and one questions.
If you're the young one, you have to know.
Oh, yeah, it's really rough.
So
I'm going to sign them up for like a library course on like PDFs. Like, I don't know. Like, my mom's great. Like, she's really like, she's been.
They've earned, you know, it. Let them do whatever they want to do. Yeah, I guess
I should be like, you know.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, Dad.
It is what it is.
I love you. You've earned it. You've given me like every opportunity. Just do whatever you want to do without getting us into too much trouble.
Exactly.
And like, I need you to do these couple things. Just do it, and then I'll do everything.
Yeah, and we're huge rule followers. Everything really? Is so legit by the book. Oh yeah, with my mother. Whew. Yeah, she instilled so much fear in us with that kind of thing.
Your mother? She's the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, no, but you know, she cracks the whip.
I guess there's two sides to everything.
Oh yeah, she cracks the whip.
So. What are the expansion plans? Like, where do you see you guys going in the future? Because again, you are, so it's 29, 32, and 35, right?
29, 32. Yeah. I had to count for a second.
I can't believe that your oldest brother's 35.
I know, two kids.
Fucking, that's wild. He's like a real person.
Oh, he's like a real person. He's a dad. He's like, okay, dad.
Yeah, he's a real
he's
person.
He's a real guy.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy.
He has responsibility.
Oh, he has a lot of responsibility. But he has the best wife ever at home, which allows him to focus on work. I truly believe that.
No, it makes sense.
You know, your partner in life is going to be everything to help you succeed.
How are you guys with work-life balance?
We don't have much. Yeah, we don't really have much. Dinner table, scrap talk. We get one time a year to vacation all together. And still it's like, oh, yay, we get 2 days with the whole crew together. Then this one has to go back. That one has to go there. Yeah, I would say one of our biggest challenges is that my parents didn't have more children for us to run this. We need more siblings.
Okay. Yeah. That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an interesting thing, 'cause it's something that I'm dealing with now also. It's so we have jobs. Like, we don't have businesses. We have jobs.
Yeah.
As much as like, they might be very lucrative, we still have a job. You don't have a business until you can walk away from it and it runs by itself.
Exactly.
So like, that's my mission for 2023.
That's a huge goal of ours. But I think that when you grow it yourself, it's your baby and you'll never just walk away from it. At least in my brother's case. You know, really don't see them ever, you know, they say it, that they would love to have more freedom and everything else, but they're so hands-on. They couldn't even come here.
What would they do with the freedom if they had it though?
Nick would probably be on vacation somewhere with a drink in his hand and a cigar.
I could see that.
John, he's into like his hobbies. You know,
I feel like he's very handy.
Oh my God, so handy. Yeah. They are complete opposites. I say John could build a house and Nick can't change a light bulb. And I'm in between. My dad prepared me like well.
I just, there's, only because I'm going through this right now and I like relate to you, it's when you're building a business, it's like you're hustling. You're just like hustling all the time.
You don't stop. Your head's just down doing what you have to do every day.
Exactly.
We're not focused on anyone else.
But it gets to a point, and maybe you guys haven't got there because you're younger. I'm a little bit older than you. Like, you're 29, I'm 29 and a half. So there's a lot of shit.
We're right there.
A lot of shit went on in that 6 months.
Yeah.
Where, like, you kind of get, like, sick and tired of being sick and tired in the sense that you, even though you love it, like, I love it, you kind of become a slave to it in a little bit of a way.
Oh, yeah.
And then you try to figure out a way to, like, replace yourself. So that's, like.
There's no replacing.
It's never going to be the same.
It's never going to be the same. It's scary.
You got to let go, though.
I agree, but it's hard. I think in the next few years, I think they have a lot of things they want to like check off the list and obtain, and then hopefully they could relax a little bit.
Listen, it's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. It's not easy. And nobody teaches you this stuff. Like, did your brothers go to college?
John did. Nick did not.
I mean, I went to college and didn't learn shit.
I was just talking about this.
Nothing. Thank God my parents paid for it.
People were like offended, and I was like, guys, I literally don't remember one thing I would have learned.
Nothing. My master's degree, I learned a lot. My undergraduate
degree, master's in
real estate development, NYU.
Okay, makes sense.
So that makes sense, and that I went back as an adult, like at 37, I went back and got my master's. In
37.
Yeah.
Are we in a time machine?
Fuck.
What's going on? Right. Great. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hence the 29 thing. Okay, that's out the door. I might have lied about the age thing.
Yeah.
I might be a couple years older than 37.
How much is a couple? Like three?
It's not important. No.
Three to five?
Eight. Because.
Okay. Gotcha.
That would. Yeah. Makes sense. When did I graduate? A couple months ago? Yeah. 38. 9 years. That's not the point. The point is, so what do you guys see for the future? Like, for you personally, like, do you love the industry? Obviously, you guys are very close. Oh, this is a good one. Fuck. What? I totally forgot about this. It can't be all sunshine. I mean, you guys are very close as a family.
Yep. It's not all sunshine and rainbows.
It can't be all sunshine and rainbows.
No, I have to say the amount of times that I've...
What are the challenges working with family members? Because like, if you have a fight in the yard, you have to have dinner with them on Sunday.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, it definitely can trickle into the home life. It has before. The amount of times, I'm sorry, John, I'm going to throw you under the bus, but the amount of times working alone with him, he's made me cry, and I would just go into the other office, cry it out, wipe my tears, and go back out there. Yeah, it's happened quite a few times.
No crying in scrap.
There's no crying in the scrap business. You can't cry. I'm just a little sensitive. Libra. Right? Didn't it say I was sensitive?
No. It said that you guys are extremely socially intelligent.
Well, yeah.
Yes. And that you're stubborn.
Not that stubborn.
No, self-absorbed.
Come on. Like,
I'm
why
sorry.
Throw me in?
I didn't write it.
So rude.
I didn't write it.
Pull it up. Put it on the screen. See the screen? Can we like...
What they're going to do? They're going to do that magical shit that they do behind the scenes.
Yes, where guys. Only put good things.
Where it pops up and it says like...
I know you got me. Like, you'll only put good things.
Libra's 8 weaknesses. We couldn't even access the other 7.
We're going to do the strengths.
We could do both, to be fair.
Okay. 4 and 4.
Yeah, that's fair.
Pick the good ones.
You got that? You good? Scott always errs on the side of being nice.
I didn't
nicer.
Even ask your guys' names when I walked in. You were just like, you're here for the podcast. I'm like, yeah.
That's Greg. That's Scott.
Greg and Scott. Greg's getting married at my scrapyard. I'm going to have to speak to my insurance company about that, but he's going to. Yeah.
Are you engaged? No. Oh, you mean just as like a go forward?
Yeah, we're planning. Right. It's going to take a lot.
Will I get an invite?
No, any scrap piles?
Will I get an invite?
This?
Scott get an invite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
No.
You guys matched today.
No, Scott never invites him anywhere.
We're all wearing dark pants.
It's raining. It's one of those days.
Yeah, this weather's disgusting.
Rains every day.
I'm so over it.
So, where the fuck were we now?
I don't know. Oh, we were talking about how, you know, no crying and scrap. And...
Oh, no. Then we were talking about, oh, so basically.
But we have to, like, you know.
What's the future? What are your future plans?
Okay.
What are the business's future plans? Because, again, you guys are really young. You feel really young?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how young my brothers feel. I think it's definitely taken a toll.
Yeah?
The stress. But I remind them of that because I think they put a lot of pressure on themselves to move quicker. And I'm like, guys, you have so many more years.
That's
look what you've done in this short amount of time, the 12, 13 years, whatever it's been. Like, look what you've created.
That's every like overachieving person. Like, I felt my entire life that I was behind schedule, that I should be way further ahead, that other people are there. And you watch them on Instagram. But then you realize when you get a little older, you're like, fuck Instagram. It's all bullshit.
It's all fake.
It's all bullshit.
That's like one thing I wish that everyone would just realize. It's all bullshit. Yep. It's everyone's highlight reel.
Yep. Happy couple. Bullshit. They hate each other.
Okay. The longer the caption, who cheated? Who cheated? The longer the caption of, I love you, happy anniversary, who cheated? Which one of you? Do you agree? the lovey-dovey with the music and the video and the caption, who cheated?
I don't know if it's a who cheated, well, but they, you know what they I'm probably saying? Like, hate each other.
It's a shit relationship. I'm sorry. If you have to push that so hard in my face,
I mean, I agree
what are you overcompensating for?
I agree.
Keep it to yourself.
I agree.
I'm not attacking you. I don't know if you post these lovey-dovey things. I don't see them, but.
No, I have a business profile, but that's not the point. The point is I'm with you.
It's bullshit.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people get so caught up in that as to like what everything looks like and not really what it feels like.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So.
But plans for growth.
Yes.
I would
plans
say.
Plans for you personally. Do you want to stay in the scrap business? Do you see yourself growing within the scrap business, with staying within the company?
I could never leave. I think I'm in it. That's it. My brothers tell me. They're like, for life. Stay at home mom. Yeah, okay. I'm like, okay. Like, it's fine.
I don't see you for that. I don't see
really?
You. You being a stay-at-home mom?
Oh, I cannot wait to have children. And yeah, I cannot
just
wait.
Not work anymore and that's it?
No, I'll always be involved.
Got it.
I will always have to be involved. I'm the only other person besides my mom that knows everything that goes on internally. I think it's hard to trust people, you know, bringing outsiders in. We have trouble with that, especially anything that's in the office.
No, it's a real problem.
Yeah.
So you guys are just going to basically continue on the path that you are. More yards.
I think more yards. We want to obtain more property, which has been
staying alone, struggle. Going out of state.
Personally, I would love to go to Florida, but I don't yet. I would love to. Are you kidding? I'm not. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe half the year.
Yeah.
Not the whole year.
I could go back and forth.
What part of Florida?
Miami. Yeah.
It's like another country.
Yeah.
I was amazing. Spanish in a previous life. I belong there. You, not so much. You're a little bit too white for Miami.
Oh my God. I love it.
Can you solve the dance?
Hell yeah. I danced my whole life. You want to get up and do it right now?
I was on the fucking. I was on the goddamn performance team.
Yeah, I saw. I feel like I've seen videos of you dancing.
You've seen the progression of
you
like
love
really
a fedora,
big.
So I feel like that's mainly why you think you fit in better than me.
No, they don't wear fedoras.
Well, you like those little hats.
Well, that's because I'm fucking bald. So when you're bald, it's either hot.
Wait,
how
was it? Did you walk in with the hat on?
Where?
Today?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, did you have to like dry it off? Like, I don't know.
What, the head?
The head.
I mean, skin. Did you dry off your arm? What's that fucking
I wear a jacket. I have sleeves. I have a hood. But I'm saying, like, do you, you know, like rains on your head. Like, oh, my hair absorbs it. Like, does it just trigger off?
So
I hope they don't cut this out.
No. So no, being bald is actually a great thing. So there's here are the drawbacks of being bald. One, your head is either like, you have to wear a hat a lot because you're either cold, right? Because all the heat goes out of your head. Or like the sun is going to melt the skin off your head and nobody likes a bald guy that has splotches all over his head.
You got to protect it. Everybody wear sunscreen every day.
You got to protect it. You sound like my mother.
No, I'm a very big sunscreen girl.
Yes.
Every single day.
See, my mother drilled it.
Shout out Glow. It's called like Glow Screen or something. You should get it. Called Glow Screen, I believe. It's
is that like daily shit?
Yeah, no, I can't and it has that. A nice like tint.
No, I don't like the way it makes my skin feel.
Okay.
I don't need tint.
No, it'll really like even everything out. It'll be beautiful.
What, I'm not even and beautiful?
No, you look great, but I mean, there's always room for improvement. Do you get facials?
I do actually. Not,
really?
Not,
what kind?
Not all the time. Did you ever get the one where they zap you with that thingy, the electric, and they put the fishnet over you and then zzzz.
Okay, I don't know the fishnet thing. That might be like a weird thing. Like,
you haven't had that?
You're into? No, I get hydrofacials.
I have good skin.
With a little, you do have good skin.
No drinking, no drugs, no smoking.
That's what you have to do.
Exactly.
That's why I look 20.
Yeah, gym.
Thanks, Greg.
Yoga.
100%.
All that shit.
I don't love yoga.
I can't do it. I want to do it, but
yoga.
I can't.
It's
because
boring.
I can't sit there and not
talk.
You
should try hot Pilates. That's my new thing.
No.
Why no? It's
like,
so hard.
Hold the
no. It's not that. It's you're on a mat with weights. It's like it's a HIIT workout. No, you're going to try it.
No, I need ball slams. I need
a kettlebell.
They have
kettlebell classes. Heated kettlebell. Shout out Hot Yoga Girl, please.
Why does it have to be 120 fucking degrees?
Because it feels great and it's harder.
You can sweat.
It's great for your cardiac health.
You don't have to be in 120 degree heat.
Just all right,
I'll
me.
Try
can
it.
You
I'll
just
try
trust
it.
Me and
I'll try it. I'll try
like,
it.
Like, I would never steer you wrong.
All right, I'll hot kettlebell.
Yeah.
I will hot kettlebell.
Tell them I sent you.
Send me the info. I will hot kettlebell.
I will. You have to try it. You'll love it.
I'll give it a shot. But then you have to try like some type of like a real HIIT workout, like a real deal. Like,
what do you do? Where do you go?
So I go to OG Fitness in Lindenhurst. The greatest workout of all time.
What is it?
It is high intensity interval training.
Okay.
But it's like, I always say it's a mix of like Orange Theory meets CrossFit meets boot camp meets like the 10th level of hell.
Like, I feel like you get hurt in that kind of thing.
Like
you're like throwing things around. No one's really paying attention. It's a free for all.
It's not like CrossFit where you have the heavy weight.
Okay.
It brings you right to the point of breaking yourself without actually breaking yourself.
Do you have to run on a treadmill?
Yes. Ugh. But
I think only, that's so bad for you.
Only 5 minutes.
Okay, that's not terrible.
That's the most. You have to do the assault bike.
Just walk on an incline.
You don't like to sweat, do you?
I love sweating. I work out in 110 degrees multiple times a week. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's like sweating just being out in the heat. That's not like sweating because you
Because I can't breathe because I was just doing like 50 squats. You're like thinking it's not intense and it's just you're sweating because it's hot. No, try it.
Well,
you'll see.
I'll send you the address for OG Fitness. You give it a shot. I will hot kettlebell.
Yeah.
And see you there. We'll see. We'll see which one's tougher.
Yeah, 100%.
How do we get here?
I don't know. We're passionate about fitness.
How do we?
It's how we manage our stress, and we have a lot of energy. I feel like you're me in that sense. Like you could go and go and go.
I mean, they tried to medicate me as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, they died. You know, so you know how everyone has ADHD now.
Yeah, like who doesn't?
So I got diagnosed with it when I was like 10, when it was like a real thing.
Okay.
You know, 17 years ago.
I still like don't believe in it. You were a passionate child.
No, I'm with that. So, but back then, no one really knew about it. So they tried to put me on Ritalin. So I took Ritalin one time.
A substitute teacher once said, you should be on Ritalin. And I was like,
thank God you never did it. Turned me into a zombie for the day.
That's so sad.
Never took it again.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's why I never do drugs or drink alcohol. Because it had such a profound impact on me.
Yeah, you don't want to not feel like yourself.
No, it's terrible.
I don't like that.
And now I think it's my biggest strength.
That's great. You don't drink at all?
Never been drunk, don't drink at all, never smoked a cigarette, never done any drugs. I don't even take fucking vitamins. I don't like putting anything in my body, period.
Really?
I don't take cold medicine. So how are we gonna wrap this up? What's our exit plan?
I adopted a cat at work.
Are you delinting right now?
Yeah, I adopted a cat at work and I love her.
All right, so this is how we're going to you make it sit outside?
No, it's in my office. My dad almost gave it away the other day. I was like, are you kidding me?
I love animals.
Do you want a cat?
No, I don't want anything.
There's do you guys want a cat?
They already have.
You really do want a cat? You would take one? She's stunning. She's black and white. I love her. She's so sweet. She clawed my dad and I was like, that's because she heard you were going to give her away.
Animals are a lot of responsibility.
So much responsibility.
They're like kids.
I'll never own a dog again.
That you can leave at home.
I really
no, dogs
won't.
Die too early. I can't deal with it.
I can't handle
the fucking stress.
No, I'm already.
It was the toughest part of one of my previous breakups too, leaving the dog. I love that fucking dog.
Oh, you left the dog.
I still have pictures of the dog. Not the girl, the dog.
See the dog.
What?
What do the pictures do? Go get the dog.
I can't get the
Should
dog.
Should we do like a scene of Legally Blonde and go steal the dog?
We can't do that.
Why?
Because she loves that fucking dog.
And she's really nice, then fine. But if she's like a
So like I was reflecting on like you were like, oh, he's really, really nice. I'm like, yeah, but like yeah, this is Americans are like really extreme people. We go from one extreme to the other. So like when you date the douchebag, then you start dating the guy that's like really nice. And then
you have to go in the middle. Like I want someone to challenge me, but I also don't want you to be blatantly mean to me.
Do you feel like you're there right now?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Then you did the right thing. So.
No, too nice is boring. Guys want a bitch. I'm sorry. Guys want a little bit of a feisty.
Yes.
You need a little feisty. It can't always be like, yes.
They don't want to come. Nice. We don't want to come home to fucking anarchy, though. We don't want to come home to anarchy.
No, not anarchy, but you don't want a doormat.
No, nobody wants a doormat.
People like doormats. I feel like men like doormats.
Not like...
I feel like powerful men who are... I don't want to say like powerful, but I feel like men who... How do I word this? Who like to be in, you know, charge and everything else. They want a little bit of a doormat.
I don't know, but then those are the guys behind closed doors that like to be like locked up with bondage and burned with cigarettes. So like you don't fucking know. Haven't you seen what's that? Look at Greg.
Greg, what?
He knows all about this. I don't.
Well, yeah, I had a friend who was a dominatrix, and she said that most of her clients were like, CEOs.
Yeah.
Wow. So they actually where they were in power that they wanted to feel. Dominated.
They needed to be. They were so like type A dominating people all day that they needed, I guess, 180 degrees. All right, how are we gonna?
No, what should we talk about?
How are we gonna land the plane? This is how we're gonna land the plane. Okay, so you're a young entrepreneurial person.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are a team. There's a lot of people out there that want to get in business.
Yes.
Might not have the courage to do it, or are in the beginning stages of business, like when you guys just had that building, you're just taking its crap, the economy's a little jacked up, and you're like, fuck, are we gonna make it? What do you have to say to those people?
Don't give up. I'm being serious. Like, just keep your head down, push through every day, you know, stay focused. Don't worry about what anyone else around you is doing, your competition, nothing. Just focus on like pushing the needle every day.
Like my mother, this too shall pass. Like my mother says.
I think, you know, I would say for the most part, we're like pretty religious. I pray about everything.
Really?
Yeah, I am. Really? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a big prayer girl.
You're a big prayer girl.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
My mom always said, give it to God.
Give it to God.
Yeah. And what's meant to be will eventually be. It might take a little bit of time to get there, but you're always where you are supposed to be. And I truly believe that.
Maybe I need to go to temple more.
Yeah. Want to go to church and light a candle after?
I'm Jewish. Will they let me in?
Yeah, my dad went in for years.
Oh, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'll do it. I'll light a candle. Jesus.
I'll light a candle for you.
I'll light a candle. I'll hot kettlebell, and we'll see where I am in 30 days.
Woo!
So, if anybody's interested in following you guys, learning more about the scrap business,
follow us.
Oh, tell everybody.
What?
Because you were saying it before, but we diverted. People have probably like $500 in their fucking garage.
No one realizes this.
Even an
old broken cell phone charger, you could scrap it. You're not going to get much. I would say, you know, look through what you have, clean out your garage. Girls, go through your dad's tools. Who cares? He probably hasn't touched them if he's like mine. Like, just, you'll find something. Pots and pans.
Yep.
If you have an old car, don't bring it to Mako. Just get a new one. Scrap it. Call me. You have to have the title, though.
I'm not mad at you. I don't own Mako anymore.
Okay, yeah. So
scrap
bring it.
It
to us. Scrap your car. And if you need dumpsters, any of these, these contractors out here, we have containers. They'll look great outside the house you're doing. They're beautiful. We make sure.
And if you have a shit ton of scrap, they have containers. They'll take your scrap away.
Yes, we'll take your scrap away in containers.
There's money in that shit. Don't throw it away. There's money in that shit.
Yeah, there's money in garbage. There's always something for you to sell to make a buck.
There you go. How do people find NJC?
You can Google us, NJC Scrap Metal Recycling, Inc. We're on Instagram, NJC Scrap Metal Recycling. And I wanted to start like a TikTok.
Yeah, you should.
But I
that shit could go viral and your business
you
blow up.
Think
I think
it'll
the
go viral?
Dumbest shit goes viral.
Yeah, it's true. I tried, but
you did.
I would personally like to go viral. Like, I think I'd be great as like a, you know, social media.
You have to be persistent and post 3 times a day every day.
I know, but then I'm like, I don't know if I could handle all the
attention.
It's a blessing and a curse. Like the shit talking and everything else.
Because
I would go back and be like, oh yeah, Linda, like,
oh yeah, no, you gotta
you
let
can't
it go.
Do that. You have to let it go.
As a triple Z related as a triple Z rated celebrity on Long Island, I deal with that.
Triple Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're on TV with your top off.
Yes. I get people take gas station selfies with me and shit.
Should we get like a spray tan next time for that?
Yeah, I'm a little splotchy. Like, no, I don't give a shit.
I'm pale too.
I don't give a shit. Fuck it. I just out there.
You are who you are.
Don't care.
Live your best life.
Cheeseburger right before put me on there. If you call me and you want to sell me your house as a result of that, it was all worth it.
Yeah. Sell him your house, redo the house, and use my dumpsters.
Sold. So if you have a house that you want to sell, I want to buy
it. If you have a scrap you want to get rid of, I'm your girl.
Boom. 516-777 sold.
516-486-6600 and 631-277-2727.
That's a wrap.